This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Lixin Chang. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you, Robert.
And Lixin is the CEO of ZTE Mobile, and ZTE is actually the fourth largest producer of mobility in the United States. Talk about what the organization is.
Yeah, ZTE Corporation was founded 32 years ago in China, and now with a mission to providing affordable communication to everyone. Since then, ZTE has been growth from rural China and urban and now emerging market, now in the United States and also in Europe. Overall, we have business in more than 160 countries.
And talk about, the founder had this real vision that it would be a different type of organization, which involves the connectivity and it involves the affordability. Talk about what his vision really was when he founded the organization.
Yeah, that's correct, Robert. When Mr. Ho founded the company, and he always believed that communication is part of human rights. So he believed, you know, everybody to be able to talk to each other freely. So that's why he created ZTE, want to make these things easier for the people's life. And when we gradually grow, he also feel that it's very important to make the society more productive. So that is our mission.
And it's really a higher purpose of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
How did you accomplish such great growth through the years where now you're the fourth largest?
So there is a couple of things. First of all, growing a business is like plant a tree. We see that, you know. So we believe it's very important you have sunshine. So the sunshine is from your customers. So we always believe customers is the sun for our business. And then for the tree, you are very important to have well healthy roots. So we believe there is three importance for the roots. So first is innovation. Secondly, it's integrity. So we believe those have this healthy group roots. It's very important so that you can grow the very beautiful tree with different trunk and leaves, and that's the prosperity of the business.
So let's talk about who your customers are. And by the way, I do want to say, that is a wonderful story. We have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in. Think of your business like a tree. It's a new concept. First time I've heard that.
Yeah. Okay.
So talk about your customers.
So our customers, it's, first of all, our customers are the major carriers around the world. So like AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, Sprint in the United States, or China Mobile, China Telecom, China Unicom in China, or Vodafone in Europe, or French Telecom, and Telefonica, those big carriers, or NTT Docomo in Japan, KDDI in Japan. So all over the world, we are doing business with all top 50 carriers in the world. So. And then we also have working with enterprise, so which is companies like Panasonic you talk about earlier, or Geely Mobile, who owns Volvo. So those kind of companies, we work with them. So we enable them to be connected car or connected consumer devices. In the future, probably you will see Panasonic has a toothpaste. Will be able to connect to the internet. So every day when you brush your teeth, all this data will be sent to the cloud, and then you know the your dentist will be able to see that on the real time. I will give you advice about what kind of habit you need to change and those kind of things. So Panasonic probably going to do that, but all the technology behind that is come from VT. So we are the enabler of IoT. A third is that the consumer business, what I'm responsible for, which is we direct to the consumers or mobile users. We would like to bring a meaningful innovation to them, for them to use their mobile phone, helping improve their life quality and also improve their productivity. So that is direct to the consumers. So global carriers, enterprise customers, and also consumers.
So do you do this for your companies? Do you provide such innovative ideas that you help them reinvent their business? I know that you're the enabler, but now you're talking about strategy, not just enabling, and brilliant strategy, groundbreaking strategy. Do you do that?
Yes, yeah, so we, you know, internally, VT is an innovation powerhouse. Creation is part of DNA. So, Robert, do you know which companies in the world in 2016 has the most patent applications among any companies, any industry in the world?
I would think IBM.
It's ZTE.
ZTE has the most.
Yeah, so ZTE has been ranked the last 7 years of all top three spot for that category. So that is so last year we have been applying more than 4,000 patents around the world. So this is number one in terms of that among any companies, any industry, all over the world. So we are the innovation powerhouse by ourselves. So that's a big thing. And secondly, as you to your question that, you know, we are also like to have a healthy ecosystem. So we like to work with our partners who will be able to providing innovation for us. So we license their technology. And meanwhile, we will be able to provide innovation to enable others become successful, like Panasonic, you know, could be a good partner for us in the future. So
what is the website everyone looks at if they're listening in and they want to see and read about the innovation at ZTE? What is the website?
So they can go ztedevice.com.
Mm-hmm. ZTEdevice.com.
Yeah.
So we will talk later, by the way, about devices after the break. You're going to hear one of the huge groundbreaking innovations that's occurred that ZTE has done, which is different than any smartphone you've seen anywhere. But I want to ask you, ZTE has about 81,000 employees, and I could tell from your insights and perspective that you truly are on the cutting edge of innovation and have more patents than anyone. How do you build a culture of innovation when you have as many as 81,000 employees?
So again, you know, so if you look at the tree, right, so you have to make sure the tree is going to grow and preserve. So innovation is very important. So, and innovation is coming from, the energy is really come from your customers. So we put customers at the heart of everything we do, design, build, and delivery. I always think about if you are the customer, if you are the user of this technology, what is really the value for you, and what kind of pain point your customer has, and what is really their challenges they have, and what is something we really want to do and make their life easier and happier. And also, how can we improve their productivity and by using our technology? So those are really the philosophy focus. If you get that, you won't get lost. Because innovation, you know, is the part of our DNA, but it's also very important to laser focus on the meaningful innovation for your customers. That is the key for today's global tech companies.
And you bring your teams together with their teams. How do you do this?
There is many different ways. You know, first of all, again, as I said, you know, we are the innovation powerhouse. We have to understand the industry and the customers first. So we are invest upfront for the technology. And meanwhile, of course, during the business process, we have a lot of interaction with our customers, right, and also into the ecosystem, which is our partners. So both ways, you know, and our own innovation, customer needs, sometimes customers' ideas, and then also the partners. So if we can converge all this together, then you have a very meaningful innovative idea and become a meaningful product or service to your customers.
And on that note, we are going to take a break. And everyone remember, think of your business like a tree. But when we come back, we are going to talk about a new type of phone, mobile device, that I will guarantee you is twice as good as any on the market. And it was just introduced. Back in a few.
Hey, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we are here today with Lixin Cheng, who is the CEO of ZTE Mobile, and you have an enormous innovation that you're going to share with us right now. So please share. I'm looking at that phone right there. Tell everyone what it is and show it also.
Yeah, so I think before I show that phone, probably we talk about the customers, right? So where does innovation come from? I will ask you, Robert. You, I believe you use a smartphone, right? So you can
always.
Smartphone is a device you cannot, you know, missing on your everyday life.
Yes. Right?
Okay. So you must be, you know, a lot of things with your smartphone. But what is one thing you think is missing for today's smartphone?
Well, for me, I'm over 50 years old, so it's too small. Because I look at this, and my kids are like, oh, expand it, but then I can't see the whole article. So it's good I need to carry it around with me, but I can't read because the font is too small.
Yeah, that's but one thing. So you can read it from the tablet, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, but I'm not going to carry a tablet with me.
Exactly. So that's a pain point of today's customers, of smartphone users.
You're right. They're somewhere in between a purgatory that doesn't reach.
So if I put it in a more positive way, is that the world is too big for a single screen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's not only that, but also many customers like you, they were like,
I'm doing several things at a time.
Exactly.
I'm a CEO. I'm multitasking. I'm looking up this. I need to look up that at the same time, and I'm going back and forth. I agree.
Yeah. But and also for our kids, you know, so they want to, you know, watching the latest episode on the YouTube. And then you
doing their homework, which is not good.
No, they are doing that Snapchat with their friends, right?
Yes.
So that's multitasking for everyone. So that is the new product we just announced, Axon M, is exactly addressing those pain points and make your life easier and happier. So this is a phone, right? So if you look into this, so this is, if I wake it up, you know, because this is a phone, is a 5.2 inch, so it's easy for your grab to carry with you.
And read in the Wall Street.
Yeah. So if I open it up, it's the same. You know, it's similar functionality like a traditional phone. We don't need to spend time about how smartphone works. You're familiar with this. But the key thing is, you know, this is a foldable smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
So I can unfold it and open it up.
Look at that. It's now, everyone listening, it's double the size of the phone because he just flips the back over.
So,
but on one side you have my schedule or your schedule, and the other you have an article.
Yeah. So, I mean, as a CEO, so I want to know what's going on in the real world. Wall Street Journal is one of the things I go to. And then I also need to know what's going on to my day. You know, so this is my thing. Okay. Let's say if I really like this article or Wall Street Journal, for you, probably you need to put a glass on to read it. But for me, I just go to the M, because M means M modes. I have multiple functions.
Mm-hmm.
So we define the four modes for these devices. AA, extended A, AB mode, and the traditional A mode.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go to the extended mode.
And now everything is, show it up for right here.
So
now it's all on one, the article, so it's a big font.
Yeah, so this has become a
6.75
inch tablet. So I can read the article.
So it's like the size of a tablet now because it's double the size of the phone.
So you see?
Yes.
So this is what I
It's remarkable.
Yeah, so what I like... Okay, there is a video. Let's see what's going on with the president. So the network is the leader.
Okay, so say you want to do this video.
So then you just have the video.
7 years ago, congressional...
So now it's a big video, right? Okay, so now we have a big video on the double screen, so you could watch it.
Yeah. So okay, if you want to see this particular, you know, that the chart, you can click it, so you'll see the chart.
So it's double. So you're really able to see two screens at the same time. You could watch one video. Let's say if I wanted to watch a football game.
Yeah.
But while I'm watching the football game on one, I want to go over my fantasy football teams. Can I do those both at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's see if you want to do this. I go to the...
And what I always need, I look at my schedule, and then I'm saying, well, I'm interviewing this CEO. I want to do research and watch videos about them in advance.
Yeah.
So I can do them both at the same time, and I could enlarge it, or I could have two separate screens going simultaneously.
So if that is the case, it's you want to run the two apps on two screens at the same time. So we call it A-B mode. So now I go to, let's see, I assume we have the game on the YouTube. Okay, this is a replay of Houston Rockets with Warriors, which has happened on the two of my to my game, right?
Could I say though, this, I see you got everything going.
Yeah.
But this looks very expensive to me. It looks extremely expensive. And I thought what ZTE did was everything was creating its affordability.
Yeah.
You're creating connections with people, connections with devices, the Internet of Things. How expensive will this be? It's going to be twice as much at least as a regular.
Again, as a running business, always starting from customers. So how much are you willing to pay?
I would pay a lot more because this doubles what I do. My productivity is through the roof now. I get that. It's obvious it's got to be a lot more, but this is, I've never seen anything like this. Could you tell everyone?
But the key things for this, you know, again, back to our original.
And you have 2 minutes left.
The mission of our company is putting latest technology to everybody's hands. Everybody has their own budget. I know, Robert, you have a much bigger budget than me.
But you know what?
But we want to make sure.
The extra money for something like this in productivity, it's worth 10 times the amount. They get so much more done.
So actually, you know, we just, AT&T just announced, become the exclusive partner for us in the United States. So they're going to sell this product, you know, just before the holiday season. So with $24.17 per month for 30 months.
Really?
On the AT&T.
It doesn't sound like very much. For
so
this?
All you want to pay
for this?
$725.
Well, that's the same thing I'm paying anyway.
No, so I mean you pay much more now for your device.
So this is actually less expensive.
Yeah, because that's amazing. From ZTE.
That's because of all of the innovation. How does someone who wants to find out about this particular product?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a website or something they Google to find it out?
So you go to ztusa.com/axonm. AXONM. M means multiple, multifunction, multi-mode, and multi-everything.
And on that note, this has been extraordinary on groundbreaking innovation. And thank you so much for being on the CEO Forum. And I want to reinforce what you told from your founder and his vision. Everyone, think of your business like a tree and that you're helping society solve the biggest problems they could have. What a pleasure it is having you on the CEO Forum.
It's my honor to be with you, Robert.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Julie Bauer. How are you, Julie?
I'm very well, thank you.
And Julie is not just the CEO of Grok, which is a top advertising firm, but also the founder. And later in the interview, we'll talk about that. And right now, we could also talk about all these awards and top accreditation you have in Inc. magazine. But tell everyone, what is Grok?
Grok is an interesting company because I think our industry is an interesting industry right now. So when we founded the company 9 years ago, we were, I would say, a fairly traditional advertising agency. Fairly traditional advertising agencies are out of business today. So Grok is a company that is really sets out to help our clients understand who it is that they need to influence, who it is that they need to convince to buy their products or services. And then we go about finding those people, identifying those people, and helping our clients succeed. So really, and that can take on any, that could be advertising, that could be branding. Today, that could be social media, that could be video. That it doesn't, how you get to those people gets a lot easier once you know who it is you want to get to.
And you've been a CEO twice at Saatchi. Mm-hmm. Saatchi, and your real discipline is really strategic planning and marketing. So what you will do is you will take the CEOs through the strategic planning process. Now, we have a couple of 100,000 CEOs listening in. What can you tell them that they need to be doing in the strategic planning process?
I think they need to be involved. We just recently did a rebranding for one of our tech clients, and the CEO was a new CEO, and I went into him and I said, it's all good and well for you to have the CMO and maybe the head of sales and you know, some other operational people participate in the branding exercise or rebranding exercise, but ultimately you are the vision of the company. And that's true, I think, for most companies. You can take the biggest companies in the world, and the CEO dictates a lot of how you feel about that company.
So how do you find out then what is systemically important to that CEO? Do you take them one-on-one and interview them? Do you get them in a group where you take them through a process? Do you read documents? What's your process?
So we have a pretty unique process. When I left the big agency world quite a few years ago, I had a consultancy before we started Grok. And my consultancy really was just a strategy consultancy. So I brought that discipline to Grok. At Grok, we call it our Grok Shop.
Grok Shop?
Yes, we do.
G-R-O-K-S-H-O-P.
You bet.
You own that website?
Grokshop.com?
Yes.
It looks really nice on a logo, too. So one of my business partners, we have Grok notes, Grok memos, Grok. But the Grok Shop is a bespoke a situation for every client. So we have some discipline that we take them through, but really it varies every time we start an engagement. And it starts with going out and doing what we call our key stakeholder interviews. So I sit with the CEO. I do all of these personally because, frankly, I think that's why they hire us. And I sit with him, and I really try to understand what is in that CEO's head. What does he want his company to be? And where does he think his company can go? And then you start interviewing all of his lieutenants. And it's pretty remarkable because you can find the ones that are going to align with him and the ones that aren't.
And you find
quickly.
It immediately, I bet.
Immediately.
Now, the CEO probably wants that information, right?
Yeah, he does, but I try not to be that transparent with it because as you go through this process, it's oftentimes, and we just finished one recently, and one of the people that I thought clearly was not in his world, by the time 6 months had gone by and we finished the process, he was as big a supporter and part of that world as anybody else. So what it does is it says, okay, and there'll be people that fall off. But everyone gets in a room. We do a bunch of interviews. We do a bunch of my team does a lot of desktop research to really understand that particular company's competitors, their industry, where, how they operate, and then we interview these people, and then we bring them all here to this funny little agency here
in New York City.
Yeah, you get them out of their area. You get them out of their environment, right? They show up, and at first, my dog is here.
And you eat pizza like you have here every day?
We eat pizza every day. I don't know why there was pizza today, but they, you know, we have a couple of dogs here usually, and we take these people, and they walk in dressed like yourself with a suit and tie, and within about an hour, the ties come off and the jackets go off, and they start really digging in and participating. And what they're doing is, all I'm doing is facilitating at that point. What they're doing is they're deciding what their company is going to be. And what is, how are they going to brand it? And how are they going to go to market? And what is that one succinct statement of fact that if I say, you know, who, what does your company do? Everybody sings the same song.
So the key thing where you're looking for is what is the one fact that's defendable.
Defendable and ownable.
And ownable.
Ownable,
and
I
then
would
you're
say
building,
a bigger part of it, actually.
Well, talk about how do CEOs implement that ownerability?
You know, I always say that it's old, but the fish rots or lives by the head down. And, you know, I find for myself that I'm tough. I know I'm very, very tough, but I'm very, very consistent. And I think that, you know, this particular CEO, it was his first time as a CEO, and we actually became quite close through the process. And he's a very tough guy. And he's like, am I too tough? And I'm like, as long as you're consistently tough, there's nothing wrong with it. Because people know where you stand, they know what you want, and they're going to go get it. But be fair with them. You can't be like really tough one day and then walk in the next day and be a softy. It just doesn't work. And it's not as easy being tough. But I think employees appreciate it. I think they say, okay, I know where I stand. I know what I need to do to be successful here. And I know my marching orders. So we try to work really hard to help. And we work with a lot of different industries, consumer goods, a lot of tech companies, because they're smaller, they're $100 million, you know, want their IPOs in the next 3 years. We work with a lot of companies that are under private equity, that, you know, again, they know they need to have a brand. I think the interesting thing for me compared to 20 years ago or so when I first started in the business, I think people know that brand means something today. That a brand, having a solid brand, really has an influence on revenue.
Here's a big question. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of big companies that are B2B, and they don't really have a solid brand, and they could be a $20 billion company. Mm-hmm. How essential in building a brand is a B2C presence, or is it a matter of advertising? Is it a matter of social media? What's the key so people know who your brand is?
I think it's equally important for a B2B company to have a big brand, to have a brand, as it is for a B2C, to be honest. Because in the end of the day, if you're a business selling to a business, you're still selling to individuals. Mm-hmm. So there has to be something, the equity of that company. The other thing a strong brand does is it allows you to make mistakes. So if you take the one that we all like to use, Apple, right? Steve Jobs made a lot of mistakes. He launched the Lisa. He launched a lot of products that just were not great products. But because that brand was so strong, nobody remembers that. You know, a strong brand gives you allowance. It gives you a lot of allowance.
You've 1 minute before break. Is there any one sentence of advice that you would give to CEOs listening in on how they build their brand? If there's one action they could take, other than we got be involved, one action.
I think one action is to be consistent. So brands are not built overnight. The ones that we all know, that didn't happen overnight. So know it's going to take time, be patient, and be consistent.
And so don't change that message.
Do not. You get tired of the message long before the person that's listening to it does. You know, and I know that's old, an old adage, but it's very, very true. So I think don't get tired of it. Be consistent and stick with it.
And if people want to see your website, what is your website?
Our website is www.grocknyc.com.
And that's G-R-O-K.
G-R-O-K, which, by the way, is a real word. From Strangers in a Strange Land, for anybody who is a sci-fi person.
Which means?
It means to understand intuitively what makes people tick.
And there you have it. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Julie about digital and how that's changing your world. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to hear the story of how you build a company that becomes a top company. Back in a few.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Julie Bauer, who is the CEO and founder of Grok. So I do want to ask you, I saw in Inc. magazine, you were actually not only one of the Inc. fastest 500 growing companies, but they had the picture of you there with the Empire State Building behind. You were like the cover story.
Right.
How does someone get that to happen?
Well, I think it was a multitude of things, but one of them was that we were an advertising agency, which is not necessary. You don't see that in the
industry. Yeah, it's all tech.
It's usually all tech. It's mm-hmm. not our. I think because our industry doesn't really chase revenue and doesn't really pay attention to finance, and I do. So I think that's, you know, we want to make money. We want to do really great work for our clients, but we also are very conscious of the bottom line. So,
what's the secret within building a successful advertising agency when so few people do from ground up?
I think it's, you know, clients today want brains. They want brains and they want smarts. And they don't care if you have a fancy office. For the first 3 years, we worked out of my apartment. And the clients would come to my apartment and we'd have meetings there. And one time, the head client of one of our clients, she said to me, I need to call the CEO. And I had to put her in my bedroom. And she walked out and she said, I think we're paying you enough money. Go get an office. So that's when I broke down and got office space. But I was pretty adamant, like, you don't need an office space. Like, you just need to be smart. And the clients need to see the value that you're bringing them. And they don't really care where you work today.
Was there ever a mistake that you made or a challenge you faced that you had to solve and somehow you learned the lesson that escalated you forward from it?
There's been plenty. I think, you know, I the first time I got fired from a job was really devastating, and then I learned that that's not a bad thing to happen to anyone because you come out of it a stronger person, provided you don't blame it on the person that fired you and you learn from it. But within Grok, we made a miscalculation, and we lost about 35-40% of our business a couple of years ago.
Yikes.
It was all in one client, but the miscalculation was that we didn't think it was ever going to happen and we weren't planning for it, and that's stupid on my part. But we've replaced it and we've grown even further beyond that, but we didn't go out and try to replace it in whole. We replaced it with four different pieces of business. So we're doing a lot more branding work now than we ever did that may or may not lead to advertising. It may just lead to a new logo and a new brand for a small company. We're doing a lot of digital work now. We're doing a lot of video content. I have brilliant young guys that sit over here, and God knows how they do it, but they create short-form films, and we do that all in-house. We had a client that was a olive oil company. We started once every month. We closed the office, and the office became a kitchen, and we made recipe videos. We did it all in-house. So, you know, I pretty much built an environment that says it can be done. And I always quote one of my art directors, my most senior art director, because he's Brazilian. And every time I would say, could we do this? And he said, oh, yes, Julie. You can do it. So it's a culture that's like, get it done, you know. We'll give you pizza, but go get it done. And
you can see when you come in, everyone's vibrant and everyone's really smart.
They're smart.
That's what they're like.
Yeah, we call them our grok stars. And
ooh, I like that.
Yeah, because you come here, you guys are sitting here, you can see it. You can't hide. There's nowhere to hide.
Everything's open.
Everything's open.
Even the office we're in is glass.
Yes. And that's purposeful.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's a little noisy. Sometimes you have to leave to get away from it. But we believe we hire young people that walk in and say, this is great, because then the CEO is going to see me working and going to see what I can do. And so that's kind of the environment that we've built here. And I'm very proud of the group of people we've assembled. So.
Now, you have a specific expertise in technology companies, especially in early phase. They want to grow their companies, they want to get an IPO, they're by private equity. What have you learned with all of your expertise, and what advice, in case we have someone who happens to be CEO of a tech company?
Well, it started when I was CEO of Saatchi San Francisco, because I was CEO there in the late 90s, and that was during the dot-com craziness. So I worked with a ton of private equity companies and firms that were looking to get their IPO. I think I can almost read it immediately when you go in, because if their eye is so hard on the ball of the IPO and not building the business to get to the IPO, mm-hmm. they'll never get there. And so it's kind of like, I'll hear people say, well, we want to get to an IPO in 3 to 5 years. Those are the ones that invariably are standing ringing the bells in 6 months. Because their focus is not the IPO, their focus is the journey to get there. And one of our clients, we just recently did that with, where they had a goal of a 3-year IPO, and we sat down in Wall Street, and they were the second largest tech bell ringer last year. So, and we did all the rebranding for them.
Okay, but one thing you talk about, Julie, is it's about consistency.
Yes.
So how do you create consistency with the brand, when digital is changing so quickly?
Digital is, quote, changing quickly, sort of. But I think the thing is that it doesn't matter. All the AI and marketing automation and all that really allows you to do is to get to more people quicker, to scale your message faster. You still have to put a message out there,
mm-hmm.
right? I still have to tell you something. I still need to tell you who Julie Bauer is. And it doesn't matter if I'm telling a million people that or one person that. That message has to be resonant and consistent. So what digital is allowing for is just quicker, getting to more people faster. And actually, I think the one thing that is going to happen over the next couple of years is a lot more discipline is going to go around digital, because right now it's the Wild West, and people think, well, I can. You've probably been a victim of this. You go online and you shop for a pair of shoes, and the next thing you know, that Nordstrom is feeding you 62 ads on the pair of shoes that you don't want anymore, and now you're just ticked off and you don't really want the shoes. So it's a environment that I think is exciting and dynamic and is here to stay for sure. But look at how it's influencing politics and everything else in our world. So it's a force.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We've been speaking with Julie Bauer, the founder and CEO of Grok, and this is where we speak with the people, the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. Congratulations on your tremendous success and on the great value you provide for your clients.
Thank you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.